Christie. And with early elections off, the question everyone is asking now is how will this affect the Czech Republic? How high a price will the country have to pay? A little earlier, Jan Wellinger spoke to political analyst Jan Urban to get his perspective on the matter.
I would differentiate between what will happen with external relations and what will happen domestically. I'm definite that it will further demolish the reputation of the Czech Republic as unpredictable partner within the European Union and in the international community as such. Internally, it's sending a very similar message to the electorate. What will the electorate decide to do about it is at this point totally unpredictable.
Now, Mr. Paroubek said that the reason for his decision was indeed for the stability of the country, citing, of course, the recent legal disputes. We saw the bill to lead the country to early elections contested at the Constitutional Court. The Constitutional Court ruled in favor of that decision. Now there was danger that there could be a similar contestation as well as ruling. Do you think that, as Mr. Paroubek says, that this decision will bring some stability, at least regarding the constitutional dilemma?
I think it's just the very cynical, tactical decision that does not take interest of the country and the electorate into consideration at all. It was the Social Democrats who have recalled the government in the midst of EU presidency. It was the Social Democrats who have claimed until today that the country cannot live without early elections. So it's the third or already fourth change of mind and change of heart. So it's really not too trustworthy. The legal or constitutional argument is very weak because Member of the Parliament Miloš Melčák, who filed a suit in the first case to the Constitutional Court, made clear that this time he will not go against this new constitutional law because, as he has put it, the lesson has been given and early elections should take place because, as he said, we members of this parliament are in a situation when it is without any doubt that the country is in much worse shape than at the time when this particular parliament started to work.
I'm sorry, if you say it's a cynical move, what do the Social Democrats gain from, say, taking early elections off the table? After all, many polls up until now had suggested that they had a chance of actually winning.
I think that they are in great panic for several reasons. One is unexpected rise of the newly formed top 09 party. Second is that there is a growing resentment against Paroubek personally in the regions. And the polls that you are quoting are from the regions where Social Democrats had much larger support in the previous election. So actually, to rely on the polls right now would be very risky for them.
Political analyst Jan Urban speaking there to Radio Prague's Jan Welling.